We're going to one of the newly re-elected councillors on the Kenmare local electoral area, for the Kenmare local electoral area, for Kerry County Council, Councillor Dan McCarthy, independent. Dan, good morning to you and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thankfully,
it didn't go past midnight last night, but it was close enough to it in the end. A marathon session over the weekend. How are you this morning after it all?
I'm never feeling better, Jerry. Thank God, I'm never feeling better.
I imagine you aren't.
It was a great feeling to get back in there after a long, hard struggle of 3 or 4 days, Jerry. It was a tough one, but look, it was a great honour to be back to represent the people of the Kenmare Municipal area again. And, you know, I was grateful. It was a tough campaign. I gave 3 weeks laid up, looking up at the ceiling, and to my team, my electric team, the family, and all that Canvas family. It was an honour to them, and to credit them. And I'd just like to congratulate the other councillors that have been elected as well. And I suppose for our own town here of Kenmare, Councillor Teddy Sullivan Casey now, it's a great honour for him and his family to be a councillor. But it was a tough campaign, Jerry.
I can imagine, then. Did you think, during that 3 weeks when you were in the hospital bed, did you think, given the competitive nature again of Kenmare and the Kenmare electoral area, were you worried? Did you think you were gone?
I was, well, even when I see the boxes opened on Saturday and when the tally was done, I was saying to myself, my political career is over. But, you know, in fairness, everyone that was elected or everyone that was eliminated, the transfers came from everywhere. I see a number 7 coming into play last night in the last count. So that'll just tell you the importance of voting down the sheet from one to how many other candidates. Like, it's very seldom you'll see number 7 coming into play, but I see it happening last night in the last count, you know. So every vote counts, and you know, I'm grateful, and you know, it was grand to be back, and you know, to be elected again and to work for the people. You know, it's like the swing could have gone against Kenmare, and the seat could have gone to Killaghlin or gone to South Kerry. And I suppose, look, it was a fine, clean campaign, and everyone, we all spoke and we battled it out for every vote, and everyone, like, it was a good result for me. I know that disappointed people, but that's part of politics. And look,
yeah,
this is my
yeah.
third time getting elected. I lost 3 elections before I got elected, so I'm at it a long time, Jerry, and
yeah,
you know.
And, you know what it's like to be in a count centre when it doesn't go your way.
I know what it's like, and it's not a nice feeling, but you know, it's you work hard. Like, there's 6 months of campaigning and canvassing, and you know, when it don't go your way, then you're upset and things. But look, life goes on, and I'm delighted to get a chance to represent the people that have put their faith on me again to come back to represent them. But as I said, Jerry, I got votes from all parts of the constituency. Like, I suppose being independent, and you know, a lot of people that couldn't give me one gave me two, and you know, as a fellow councillor of mine says, Councillor Norman Marathi, I'm a lovable old rogue, you know. And that's what it's all about, a bit of crack. And I suppose last night when the whole thing was finished, I was the last to be elected in the top 3 councillors, and my supporters started dancing in the council until last night. So look, that's all about a bit of hype and a bit of crack and get on.
Yeah. Tell me about that. You did a line dance, and this is a line dance you done in Kenmare Mart as part of one of your videos during the campaign.
Yeah.
And you said if you survived and you won, you'd do it yourself.
Yeah, I wasn't great at it now, Jerry. I must admit, I wasn't great. But my sister-in-law Bridie will give me a bit of a rub down, and there's a party tonight, there's a homecoming tonight in the square for myself and Councillor Teddy Sullivan Casey at 8 o'clock. And you know, look, it was great to be able to share the stage with people that you grew up with, and the families are close, myself and the Sullivan Casey's, McCarthy and Sullivan Casey's, like the Connor Scott Deans. We know each other all our lives, and we've worked both in farming and buildings and everything together. And look, we'll have a bit of a party tonight at 8 o'clock, and everybody is welcome to come along. And to my friends out there, the Healy Rays, I'd like to congratulate them, and I'd love to know and be as good as getting votes as them. But we'll be learning as time goes on. It's all an experience.
Yeah, it certainly is, then, a huge experience. And look, there's a job of work to do. There's challenges in Kerry. there's a lot of things to be addressed in the county as the 5 years go on. The work starts from here, I suppose, for the next 5 years.
Yeah, that this is it. Like 5 years, I think, is a long time, but that it isn't that, you know, it goes quick after when you look back on the last 5 years. And like that people that have canvassed with me and canvassed with other candidates that have gone to their eternal reward. And this one will be in the county centre and be looking around and see people that should be there that isn't there. But, you know, it is great to be back. And I suppose, you know, it's time. Like I see last night, my mother wouldn't go to bed until the election was over. You know, until the final counts. She normally goes to bed around 9:30, 10 o'clock. She wouldn't go to bed until she had the result.
There you go. And she was delighted, yeah. I'd bet. Well, Dan, look, congratulations to you, and thanks very much for taking time to talk to us on the program this morning.
And thank you, Jerry, and thanks for all my supporters and all my friends, and I'll do my best for everyone in the constituency. And thanks again, Jerry.
Okay, great stuff. Dan McCarthy there, independent councillor, elected again for the third time to Kerry County Council. And just on the turnout figures for Kerry, and the turnout is the lowest turnout nationally for a local election in the history of the state, but Kerry bucking the trend. The overall county turnout, 58.7%. Tralee 51%, Killarney 62%, Listowel 57%, Kenmare 62%, Corcaguina 62%, and Castle Island 63%. So Kerry still very politically active, a lot of people in Kerry, and a majority of people, thankfully, in all areas turning out to have their say on who their councillor is. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. Lots of your comments getting into us on the show. Listener asks, why do we need 33 councillors? Well, why do we indeed? There's an argument that we should have more councillors, that town councils should be back, and representation at that local level should come back into it. Agnes says, good morning, Jerry. Remarkable weekend indeed. Huge congratulations to Radio Kerry. Each one of you deserve a gold star. Yes, Radio Kerry, the voice of the kingdom. Thanks very much for that. And a listener says, could you explain the not properly stamped ballot papers at count centres? Yeah, there was questions over that in terms of a number of papers that weren't properly stamped. Now, what happens normally is you go in and the people at the count centre would stamp your ballot, hand it over to you, and then you vote and it goes into the box. For some reason, a number of the papers weren't stamped properly, and it's my information is that they were excluded. I would have been excluded, or would have been certainly adjudicated upon by the presiding officers and also the candidates and or their agents in terms of the process of deciding on questionable ballots. Another voter gets in touch and says they need to bring in a system in Ireland like they do in Australia. People get fined for not voting in elections. The fines increase if you miss more and can even lead to a conviction. People whine and moan about the government and about our public representatives, but then don't go out and vote. A system like that would make a huge difference here. Yeah. And anyone out there who didn't vote, you have no entitlement to give out about the performance of Kerry County Council or your councillors or your TDs if you don't actually get involved. Figure out who you want to vote for. Get involved yourself. Maybe support them in a campaign if you think they're worth it. And go to the trouble of actually casting a vote. A listener says, lovely listening to Sean Kelly this morning. He's a gentleman. Delighted he got re-elected. A great servant and representative for Kerry. Also, thanks to everyone at Radio Kerry for the fantastic coverage over the weekend. I'm sorry it's over. You were excellent. Donald says, President Kelly has a good ring to it. Well, there you go. 122,000 first preference votes for Europe. There has been some discussion that he might be considering a presidential run in the past. Who knows? Who knows? Many young people and some older don't vote, says a listener. I think it's why people don't go to mass. It's simply out of fashion. Okay?